new episode. I appreciate you as always.
This is Maurice Tanny from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Radio Valencia coming back to the live mix for July 21st, 2025. DJ Fraser, David James Fraser with the Escape Velocity transmissions from Mission. Fixing it live, no AI. It's festival season. Festival season is continuing, and we are going to focus on Britpop in observance of the reunification of the nation of Oasis. Going to be all about the Britpop, indie, and all things related in celebration of people who are really all about celebration. So we will be hearing from, Pulp right now, odd indie stuff like the Mighty Lemon Drops, but also classics like Buzzcocks, you know, Usual Suspects, Suede. Oh, maybe we might hear some Oasis, Stone Roses, things like that, as refracted back from the lens of a guy who grew up on the west coast of the United States, and for reasons I don't fully understand myself, I just love British pop music. So, you're in for it. I'm going to hand it back over to the music. I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening. Radio Valencia, transmissions from the mission. This is the Escape Velocity with your host, David J. Fraser, here until about 2 o'clock California time on July 21st, 2025. It's a rainy day, rare rainy day here in San Francisco, pairing nicely with the British music that we will be playing today, sort of inspired by the reunification of Oasis. Just heard a couple there from a band called We Were Promised Jetpacks, Scottish band, possibly the best band name ever. I'm gonna submit that for all time great achievement for great band name. And before that, news of the world from the Jam. There is no Oasis without Paul Weller. When are they getting back together? I think that would be possibly as big as Oasis coming back together after 16 years. Before that, some 80s vintage British indie from the Mighty Lemon Drops. The Other Side of You, absolutely rocking. Could not get enough of that back in the day. We also heard from the Buzzcocks an instrumental called Walking Distance. And started off the set with a weird one from Pulp called Space off of a BBC hit The North Session soundtrack album. So I'm going to turn it back over. You know, we will be hearing from lots of Britpop and indie today. So you know what that means. If you know, you know. If not, then pretend that the Beatles had, like, as a band, like, I don't know, 10,000 children, and they all went out and had bands. And that's what, to me, that's what Britpop kind of sounds like. Okay, so thanks for listening. We'll be back later after the music, turning it back over to We Were Promised Jetpacks. Lots of surprises yet to come. That's Cast. That's one of the opening acts for Oasis on their reconstituted state of touring and performing and blowing away the masses by all accounts. Cast, definitely part of the Britpop scene back in the 90s, but that's brand new stuff from them. It's called Poison Vine featuring P.P. Arnold. And before that, we heard Star Sign by Teenage Fan Club off of their 1991 album Bandwagon S. Started off the set with Oasis, Do You Know What I Mean? From Be Here Now. Speaking words of wisdom from Oasis in 1997. Music bringing the people together here on Radio Valencia. And all across the globe, on the internet, in live and in person, whenever you go out and see live bands. This set is sort of inspired by the reunion of Oasis and revisiting the amazing genre of Britpop music and British indie. Really, in my opinion, the finest pop music on the planet. So we're just going to keep that theme going with next up we have King of the Curb. This is Eco Billy. fine, fine stuff from Liam Gallagher. You may have heard of him. He's also the singer for Oasis. And a guy named John Squire, who is the guitar player for a band called The Stone Roses, which they used to run the world of Britpop before Oasis came along. You know, for whatever reason, chose to not be a band anymore, but their music lives on. And we also heard in that set from Blur, the contender to unseat Oasis for the biggest band in Britpop back in the 90s, recently conceded that Oasis had, in fact, won the war, the battle, the everything when it comes to that music. But they continue to rock on, and you may also be familiar with the music of Damon Albarn through his work in the group called Gorillaz, which is just absolutely massive and quite a kick to check out live. Recommend if you can see them, please do. Started off the set with a group called Ecobelly from their album On in 1995, a song called King of the Curb. So anyway, we are celebrating the music of Britpop, sort of inspired by the recent reunion of Oasis, looking super match fit, I guess they say, and rocking up crowds across the globe. And they are just one of many dozens of bands that, you know, could probably constitute its own radio show here on Radio Valencia. That's an interesting idea. Maybe we'll get to that. But I do play a lot of Britpop here on the Escape Velocity, and that's what we're going to be playing until about 2 o'clock today, with me, your host on the Escape Velocity, David James Fraser. Really can't celebrate Britpop without a whole lot of love for the Stone Roses. So we're going to keep it going with an album they did of remixes back in 2000. This is a song that's been sort of reimagined from its original. It's called "Shoot You Down." This is the Soul Hooligan remix.
To do it, and you know you always had it coming. I want to do it.